It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran expects Implementation Day to be declared soon. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Wednesday his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue its final report Friday, confirming it has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
As agreed, Iran is now well on its way to dismantling critical elements of its nuclear facilities. Just yesterday, the foreign minister reported to me that the calandria of the plutonium nuclear reactor is now out, and in the next hours it will be filled with concrete and destroyed.
Mr. Kerry said the so-called implementation day, when Tehran has fulfilled all its obligations under the nuclear deal, is going to take place soon. Meanwhile, he said Iran's release of 10 U.S. Navy personnel Wednesday after their craft drifted into Iranian waters was a success for diplomacy. The free Navy crew members are now at a U.S. facility in Qatar. Iran said one of the crew members apologized for the incident, but there has been no formal U.S. apology. An investigation is underway. Liberia is set to be declared Ebola-free Thursday for the third time, joining two other hard-hit West African countries that have proved to be ground zero for the epidemic that took more than 11,300 lives over an 18-month period beginning in early 2014. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon lauded what he called the decisive leadership of officials in all three countries, as well as the international response to isolate and treat victims. But he cautioned future flare-ups are a possibility. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free November 7, Guinea December 29. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense.